Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, rummaging around in the archives of the Bugle podcast once more. Only in Britain could an election result be as anticlimactic as the one we witnessed in June 2017. The day after the not particularly landmark vote, I was joined by Helen Zaltzman and Aparna Nancherla to unpick what had just happened. Top story this week, an election that no one won, and everyone lost to various different degrees, and some people were quite happy with how little they'd lost, and other people were quite upset with how little they'd won. It was a confusing slab of democracy.
Isn't that very British, though? Because we don't like to grandstand in a victorious right. way.
It's a good metaphor for life that you just lose to various degrees. There's no real winner.
Why could Theresa May not have come out and said that? Instead of all this bullshit about worth needing stability, if she said, no, this is just a metaphor for life, people. Now let us all get on with things. Well, we need this clarity of vision from you, Aparna. It's lacking in our politics.
It's because Aparna is human and Theresa May had not had a software update in quite a while, not since the 90s.
How did the obviously you had your election last November. But how were the churn of emotions through that night as it unfolded
I would say last night felt like almost like an alternate reality that could have happened. Like I was like, oh, this is what would have happened if Hillary won. Like we would all be like, oh, good. Because it was the opposite. It was kind of like, oh, things are worse than we expected. And then as the night went on, it was like cycling through all the stages of grief. And coming back to the first one. I remember the next day in New York, everyone was walking around like they had just been dumped or something.
They'd been dumped by democracy.
Yeah.
It's a tough breakup.
I was in Chicago the day after, and because we'd already been through Brexit 5 months before, which was a similarly miserable experience, everyone was going, tell me how to feel. And I was like, it's the stages of grief. You have to work through it, just submit to it. But not today.
I mean, it's a measure of how little was expected of Corbyn and the Labour Party, that it sort of felt for them like a victory, even though they still lost by, 50 seats?
In this world, that is what I'll take, Andy. I've got to take my non-despairer, I can get it.
It was a very odd election in that the Conservatives got basically exactly the same vote share and number of votes as Tony Blair in his biggest triumph in 1997. They got the same 42.5% of the vote as Thatcher in 1983, when she waltzed home with a 144-seat majority. More than Thatcher in 1987, when she got a 100-seat majority. Their resurgent in Scotland, where they've basically spent the last 20 years checking into a mortuary and whacking tags on their own toes. And yet the result is a total f***ing catastrophe for the Conservatives and the Prime Minister clinging to office by some extremely ill-kept fingernails.
Context is all. It was amazing to me how quickly the Tory party turned on Theresa, which firstly suggests what a noxious culture there is within the party, but secondly suggests that she has both been shaped by that culture, having been in it for such a long time, and has shaped it, having been in it for such a long time.
Yeah, it feels like that happens a lot in the Republican Party in the States, that people will put someone up on a pedestal and be like, he's the next, he's the next savior, and then he does one thing, and they're like, we never liked him.
I liked very much Anna Soubry's victory speech. Seems wrong. It had the tone of a concession speech, even though she won. But it went on for many minutes, and it was like a one-woman performance of Abigail's Party. And middle of the night, she looked kind of haunted, and she basically just kept saying, well, Theresa May is a shit pile. She's a shit pile. I'm paraphrasing. She's got to go because she's f***ing shit. And I thought you're supposed to be on the same team.
Thank you for interpreting those words for us. You are, of course, an etymological master.
I just call it like I see it.
Corbyn, although he lost, he got as big a share of the vote as Blair in 2001 when he won, way more than David Cameron got in either of his two election victories, one of which he actually won. And yet he still lost convincingly. The Liberal Democrats were a few seats up, but lost Nick Clegg, the former Deputy Prime Minister. Still got a pitifully small proportion of the vote, down to 7.2%, which is lower even than their disastrous performance 2 years ago. But even given that, they're still woefully underrepresented in terms of seats. I think they've ended up with 13. So in terms of their percentage, so they've managed to do simultaneously slightly better and still f***ing shitly and been the victim of horrifically fair unfairness. I can't make head or tail of it.
And yet this is ultimately very British. This is what keeps us modest. Arrogance undercut with extremely low self-esteem and underachievement. I liked how John Prescott told everybody that upon the exit polls being published, Rupert Murdoch stormed out of a party at the Times. Rupert Murdoch's about 9 million years old. Can you really storm at that age? Our dad's quite elderly. When he storms out of somewhere, it's like a tumbleweed slowly blowing across the road.
I like to think it was like a sustained 5 minutes of one step at a time. And everyone just had to watch.
Are you saying Rupert Murdoch does not gloriously respect the democratic will of the people who buy his newspapers and satellite dishes? How could you possibly suggest such a thing? Or you'll be in the tower by the morning.
UKIP, then your attic will be free, won't it?
Yes. UKIP suffered the kind of overwhelming defeat that possibly the only thing that might keep them alive, by losing by so much that they can start bleating on about how Brexit, meaning Brexit, doesn't mean enough Brexit anymore. And Nigel Farage will come back like the unslayable vampire that he is to suck on the twitching corpse of British freedom.
He is the dildo that does not die.
That sounds like a good product.
Well, that's a separate career for him, if only he would take it. The Mail seemed particularly subdued in its coverage, rather than, I thought it would lead with some extreme bile, but instead it had some reflective headline. And then above that, the banner story was, woman gives birth to her own brother.
What?
Really? Is that a Theresa May story or not?
I can't tell whether it's a metaphor or some horrific incest that they're selling as a kind of amusement.
Right. How have you been impressed with our media since you got here?
I feel like it feels a great deal more measured than our media. Wow. I mean, wow. short of hearing just about this birth story. But maybe I've been filtering out the more ostentatious stuff.
If you haven't been looking at the print media, then you might think it was reasonably august.
Yes, I think that's what it is. Because I know there's the Daily Mail and...
I thought the print media was supposed to die. When will it bloody die? My friend Simon, it was his birthday on election day, so as a treat for himself, he went to the newsagents and bought every copy of The Mail, The Express and The Sun and put them in the recycling bin. Do they have joke candidates in the US like we have? Because when they were announcing that Theresa May had won her seat in Maidenhead again, there's a whole row of people. There was someone called Lord Buckethead who had this big black tube on his head, and someone else wearing an Elmo costume. So whenever the BBC replayed the footage of Theresa May winning, someone putting his Elmo head back on because obviously it's really hot.
Oh, that's so good. We definitely do in the... We sort of like the same way American Idol has those first few rounds where it's just for fun to see who can really not sing. I think we had like the Rent is Too High guy, and, you know, Rick Perry is always good for a laugh.
But no one in a massive Elmo costume.
No, I wish we had more colorful characters, but they're usually, it's more the words they say that end up being colorful.
Last night, Tim Farron beat a fish finger.
Yes, I saw that.
Barely.
An actual fish finger?
Mr. Fish Finger.
An anthropomorphized fish finger. But what I love is that the announcer announces them all with equal seriousness. So in Maidenhead, it was like, May, Theresa, 30,000 and blah, blah, blah. Buckethead, Lord, 7.
Elmo, he only picked up 3 votes, sadly. Oh. Which suggests that it's not really a big issue for the voting public in Maidenhead. They're quite happy without Elmo. For Ouch. Whatever reason. I don't know how Mr. Fishfinger did, but...
Didn't win.
But Farron, the Liberal Democrat leader, clung onto his seat narrowly. And that would have been a disappointing way to get turfed out of office if 20 people voting for a giant fish finger changed the course of political history.
Mr. Fishfinger got 309 votes.
309.
Oh, so he lost his deposit, but...
That's a pretty tidy effort,
that's
though.
That's not a bad showing for a fish finger.
Yeah, because they can't speak.
Right. And fish don't even have fingers, so it's really a stretch on many levels.
I don't know if it was just something to do with EU fishing quotas, but I mean, he's raising the issues that other politicians are scared to address.
I wonder whether he's run before. Also, are all these novelty candidates male? Is this something in the male psyche?
There does seem to be a preponderance. I mean,
is put on a costume of a human. I like how there was that woman running against Jeremy Corbyn for the communists, and she got 7 votes, but she seemed very happy to have been beaten by another communist.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That seems like a very communist reaction.
Exactly. Yeah. They're all in it together. And also, there was that moment that Jeremy Corbyn tried to high-five Emily Thornberry, but she wasn't high-fiving back, so he basically slapped her in the boob.
Oh, no! Oh, no.
Good times. Riotous good times.
That's what democracy's all about.
It was maybe 100 years ago, Andrew. Don't go back.
Thank you for listening. More classic clips tomorrow. Now go and listen to the latest episode of The Bugle in your pod feed this minute.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.